Today we learned Daf Lamed Hey, the beginning of the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos. The first Mishnah in Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah tells us the brachos for various items. Priya Eitz is for fruits that grow on a tree. Fruits that grow from the ground is Bar Priya Adama. The exception, fruits that grow from a tree, is grapes. You would make a Bar Priya Gafen on wine as opposed to Bar Priya Eitz. And the exception to the Bar Priya Adama is bread. That bread, because it's also so chashuv, gets some bracha of hamotzi. But there's machlokas in the Mishnah. What about green vegetables? What about yirakos? Is it bar pri adama? Or like Rabbi Yehuda says, bari mine deshaim. The rest of the Amud, for the most part, tries to just figure out what's the source. How do we know that there's a din of making a bracha rishona? Where does it come from in the Torah? So the Gemara first assumes that it comes from the pasuk Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Hilulim is two Hilulim. So there are two brachos that it's referring to. But the Gemara says, no, one of the drashas of Hilulim we have to already use to teach us that that you have to be mechallel ma'aser sheni before you can eat it. The other drasha might be free to teach us that you make a bracha rishona, or maybe no, maybe we needed to teach us that the din of revai and be mechal not ma'aser sheni but not revai. The other hilul might be needed to teach us that the din of revai only applies to kerem and doesn't apply to other types of trees. Then the Gemara says, no, even if you hold that it only applies to kerem, so you're already using up both hilulim. Maybe the source that it only applies to Karam can be derived from a different Gezerah Shava, which would still free up one of the Hilulim to teach us the din of a bracha. Now, whatever the limud is, all of the various limud in the Gemara suggests, also rely on the Kal V'chomer. We rely on the Kal V'chomer that these psukim are only teaching me that you make a bracha afterwards, that you make a bracha achrona. So Kal V'chomer, you make a bracha achrona, then Kal V'chomer, you would make a bracha when you're hungry as well. The Gemara thinks maybe we could learn from a Tzara Shaveh that we know you make a bracha achrona on kerem, on grapes. We know you make a bracha achrona on bread. So maybe Tzara Shaveh Shabahen, you could learn you make a bracha achrona on everything. The Gemara says that doesn't work to teach us to make a bracha rishona. Rather, the way we know you make a bracha rishona is not from any of these drashos. Svaruhu, asalol adam shi'anam in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's simple logic that you can't get enough from this world without first making a bracha. The Gemara goes on to learn, the Gemara goes on to tell us that if a person did get enough from this world without a bracha, he has violated mi'ilah. So my takante, what could he do about it? So the Gemara suggests, yelich etzel chacham, go to a rabbi. The Gemara says, what? My avodle. What's the rabbi going to do for you? You already did the avera. So the Gemara says, no, go to the rabbi, so you can learn the halachos of brachos first, and then you won't come to violate mi'ilah. Because when one gets hanaf in this world without making a bracha, it's not only that he violated mi'ilah, it's ki'ilu he was gozel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Klal Yisrael. The Gemara derives from Psukim, gozel aviv vi'imo. Aviv is Hashem, and imo is Klal Yisrael. And not only that, he becomes a chaver huli ish mashchis, which is a reference to Yeravim ben Nevat. We put him in the same category as Yeravim ben Nevat. So a very bad idea to get hanaf from this world without making a bracha. Then the Gemara says we have a steer between two psukim. One pasuk says v'yasafta deganecha, that a person is supposed to work in the field, gather their grain, and that's how you have what to eat. That's how you have food on your table. The other pasuk says lo yamish sefer Torah zemipicha, that you have to learn constantly. You can never go out to work. You always have to be learning. So machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel Yichai, how to deal with that stira. Rabbi Shmuel says that hanig ben minag derech eretz, that you have to work and when it's time to work, learn when it's time to learn, and you have to do both. You have to find time for both. Rav Shimon Yichai says, no, if you're working all the time, there's always more work to do. Torah matei olah, then you're never going to be able to learn. What's the answer to the stira? V'yasavta deganecha is when Klal Yisrael is not doing the Ratzon Hashem. That lo yomash sefer HaTorah zem picha is when Klal Yisrael is doing the Ratzon Hashem. When we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, the work will happen by other people. So Abaye adds a footnote on the whole machlokas, that a lot of people did like Rabbi Shmuel, and it worked out just fine for them. They found time to work and to learn. And a lot of people did like Rabbi Shimon Yichai, and it didn't quite work out so well for them. They assumed that their work would be taken care of, and it wasn't really, presumably, was not really so taken care of. Then the Gemara tells us that Bo Rei Shalok Doros Rishonim Doros Achronim, the later generations and the earlier generations are very different from each other, in that we lack the piety of the earlier generations. The earlier generations, the way they would view their Talmud Torah was that was Kavua, that was their most important part of their day, and their Malacha was Arai, and Elu Ve'elu Neskayim V'Adam. Both things, they were successful in both endeavors. But the later generations are so into our work, the Torah is only like a side thing that we do, and neither of them work out too well for us. Another difference is that the earlier generations would try very hard to create a chiyuv maestros midaraisa, and we do whatever we can to bring the grain in through the roof to avoid a chiyuv maestro. We're not interested in seeking out mitzvahs as much. Then the Gemara, the last sugya we did, is Gemara discusses why wine gets a special bracha. Of all the fruits, why is it dafka wine? So first we suggested, because it's the only one that when you squeeze it, it becomes better. So we said, no, it's not. Oil also, when you squeeze it. Olives, when you squeeze it, the oil is better than the olives. So Gemara says, must be that there are two qualities that it has. It fills a person up and is misamech a person. The combination of those two qualities with the fact that when you squeeze it, it grows better, warrants a special bracha just for wine. And then there's more at the bottom, but we didn't get to that yet.